did need them. There wasn't much traditions, you know, principles above personalities, none of that kind of crap. And I'm about 5 years sober, and I am dying in Alcoholics Anonymous. It's been talked about this weekend, and I didn't have anywhere to go. Did not have anywhere to go. So I remember that old guy, the one that I cured. I'm sitting in my bedroom, my little apartment. I got a pistol by my side, and I'm fixing to eat that. Because I can't go back to AA. I know I can't drink because deep down where I live, I'm an alcoholic. And I know that drinking is not an option for me. But how do I live with what I've done? How do I live with the judgment of others? How do I live in the AA community and be able to look at anything but my feet? So I called the old guy. And I'm blowing snot and crying. I already told y'all I don't cry pretty, and you'll see probably before the end of this. You know, I was putting on my makeup this morning. I'm going, why am I bothering? It's about looking good. So I call that old guy, and I'm blowing snot and crying, and he can't understand me. And I hadn't seen him in a while. We started a group without him. I mean, all that kind of stuff. And if you give me 5 minutes, I'll tell you what an SOB he was, and that didn't mean sweet old Bob. I was taking his inventory. I was judging him, all that kind of stuff, telling you how you run newcomers off. Every bad thing I could think about, I said about that man to anybody that would give me 5 minutes. Now, that is not the spirit of AA. Just so newcomers, it's not the spirit of AA. But what I knew about that guy is he loved me enough to tell me the truth. He knew about Alcoholics Anonymous, and he knew what to do with a sick and suffering alcoholic not drinking. And I picked up the phone, and I called him long distance. Now, that's back when they charged us for calling outside our little county, just so you know. And it was so much per minute, and come on your phone bill, because we didn't have cell phones. And he said, can you drive? I said, yeah. He said, get in the car. Step one, right? Get in the car. So I got in the car and I went over to his house, and it was about a 30-minute drive. I knew where he lived. I knew his last name. I mean, that's the way we rolled down when I got sober. And I sat in the car, and I got out, and he was on the stoop waiting on me, and his arms was open. He didn't say, Sandy, why did you say all that stuff about me? He didn't say that. He knew I was an alcoholic, going to blow my brains out that minute if something didn't change inside of me. And he opened up his arms, and I fell in them. And him and his wife taped conferences around the Southeast. And what happened for me is they put me in their back pocket, and he allowed me to work that tape table to pay for my room. I didn't have no money. He paid for it. You know, I'd work the tape table, and I would hear speakers talk about the reality of their sobriety. About how, you know, when you get sober, stuff happens and you don't have to drink over it. There's a steps. I heard a guy say one time, he said, no matter how far in the dark, deep forest you are, you're only 12 steps out. Right? Now that sounds quick and easy, right? It wasn't for me. You know, I heard a guy in California talk about being divorced and everything, sitting in the same meeting with his ex-wives. There was more than one. And I asked him how he did that. I talked to him after he got down, and I asked him how he did that. He said, I practice the principles before personalities in every area of my life. He said, this is Alcoholics Anonymous. And they're alcoholic. And I will not be the one that keeps them from coming in these rooms. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's ego deflation at depth. It was for me. I'm sitting in a district meeting not long after that, because I've always been active in service. And, you know the chatter before the meeting, right? And my ex-husband comes in the door. I went, oh, shit. I've been praying to God because I wanted to make amends and everything. And in he come. I hadn't seen him. And in he come. I went, shit, God, I didn't want to do it today. Not in front of all y'all. Now, I have showed out. I wasn't one of these little sweet girls that sit quiet and never said nothing. I'm up in your face cussing and shaking my finger and all that kind of crap. I mean, that's what I brought to y'all.
And in he